Sometimes I think that Thomas gets kind of a bad rap because we know this story well of his first his disbelief, but then that movement towards belief. And I think that it's pretty easy for us to really focus on this part of his story. But I think that there's another aspect to it that we can easily sort of skip over. And that's that Thomas understood where he was in his relationship with Christ, and he was clear about it. And he wasn't pretending, or he wasn't glossing over it. He believed that he knew what he believed and what he didn't believe. He knew what he struggled with. And I think that there's a great lesson in that for us. Sometimes in our own struggle of belief, we might want to gloss over it or not acknowledge it because it's not the right thing to do, or we're expected to have such strong faith at every moment, or whatever it may be. But Thomas was very real in his faith. And when he moved from unbelief to belief, it was a powerful movement in his soul because of how real it was to him. And maybe rather than sort of looking down on doubting Thomas, we can look at him instead as the real Thomas, the one who was able to accept his struggle and his faith and know that it was a real thing for him. And as such, God's grace was right there with him and was able to move powerfully because of Thomas's honesty and openness with his struggle. And I suppose that would be a good lesson for all of us. Sometimes we like to hide our struggles in our faith, that we like to maybe perhaps even convince ourselves our faith is stronger than it is. But in our own prayer life, that is when we can really be real with God. And in our time in prayer, especially our time in meditation and examine, to be able to bring those struggles of faith to the Lord, to honestly disclose them to the Lord in prayer and allow through that honesty and realism with God to be able to allow his grace to transform us like it did St. Thomas. And so maybe while we can think of him as doubting Thomas, we can also think of him as believing Thomas, Thomas whose doubt was brought to faith by God's grace and was brought to faith by being real in his relationship with the Lord.